It's time for the Three Count Podcast. And if you're pumped for WrestleMania, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
There we go. Welcome into the show. I'm Dylan Chambers alongside the wise man, Ben Hobden. Benny, a huge WrestleMania-sized show for us today.
Wow, mate. WrestleMania, the most stupendous WrestleMania. Here we go.
And we're going to try and give you the most stupendous WrestleMania preview podcast we can. We're going to take you through the mammoth WrestleMania card, give you the betting odds, gamble responsibly. We're going to give you our predictions. Plus, we've taken on a tough task for our draft this week. We're going to draft the top five best WrestleManias.
Yeah, that was tough.
It was tough. It was tough.
There was some good ones stand out, and then there was a lot of right in the middle ones, you know, like, and just different reasons why you want to pick them. So it's going to be, it's going to be a good one.
It's going to be fun. Now, you can find us on the socials to check out all of our past drafts. Get the heads up when new episodes are dropping at Three Count Pod on Twitter and Facebook, at Three Count Podcast on Instagram. If you're watching on YouTube, hit that subscribe button, hit the follow button on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Benny, we do have a big show, but what has been happening in the world of wrestling since we were last on the airwaves?
Well, I think the biggest news, the sad news, mate, we lost Scott Hall, the untimely death of Scott Hall, one of the greats. Hence the Wolfpack today, mate, reaching out. Not a good time.
Absolutely. Very, very sad news. Scott Hall passing away, you know, one of the, you know, insane going through some of the best WrestleManias, one of the best WrestleMania matches of all time.
Yeah. Yeah. The bad guy.
The bad guy, Razor Ramon, you know, revolutionized the business with the NWO and, you know, such a big loss and, you know, completely turned his life around, you know, with the help of DDP. So, you know, I'm sure, you know, through him turning his life around, he's helped a lot of people out along the way as well in kind of fixing up their own lives.
Yeah, for sure. He lived a big life. We're not going to lie. You know, he went through a lot of stuff and everybody only seen his persona on the TV and all that kind of stuff. And we did see all the bad stuff that he went through and that in his life as well later on in his life. But as you said, he turned it around and, made good and started making other people, you know, see how they can help themselves in their lives. So, sad times.
Absolutely. One of the greats. He will be missed. And I guess the other big news is some more Click news, right?
Yeah.
Triple H has retired from in-ring competition, said he'll never wrestle again after battling the pneumonia and the heart condition that came along with it. So Triple H officially retired, and plenty of people, you know, threw up stuff on the socials and thanking him for everything they've done, everything he's done for them and done for the business.
Yeah, well, and even like some of the stuff he said, he was pretty close to death, they reckon. Like he was on his deathbed. So he did that interview the other day with Stephen A, and he was describing how bad it really was and stuff. So we're glad that he's like healthy and he's kicking and all that kind of stuff. But you know, I'm a big Triple H fan, as you know, everybody knows, and it's sad that we're not going to see him in the ring again, but he's obviously still in and around the business and he'll always have his hands on it. You know what I mean? Like there's a lot going on that he'll be involved in and we'll still see him on TV, I think, but we just didn't get that farewell match.
Yeah.
You know?
Which is, that is a shame, but yeah, you know, sometimes when they come back for these farewell matches, you know, they kind of leave a little bit of a bitter taste in your mouth, but he's had some absolute crackers.
Well, again, speaking of greatest WrestleManias, like just going through my top seven that I have here, he's in pretty much all of them.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know if I've got any on here that he didn't actually compete in that WrestleMania. So, I mean, that just shows I'm a bit of a homer for Triple H. So, I mean, I probably am a bit swayed. But, shame we won't see him again.
An absolute stalwart of the WWE. Now, speaking of legends, we've got a few new people going into the Hall of Fame. We've got... The Steiner brothers are going to be inducted, so that's good. And Queen Charmelle was announced a few weeks ago as well. I'm not so sure about that one, but
Steiners, we went back and forth on that one, didn't we?
Yeah, maybe in Booker T's contract somewhere that That has to be in there. Well, I saw Undertaker wants his wife in the Hall of Fame as well. So
yeah, well, why not? If maybe, Undertaker maybe, wants it, Undertaker gets it.
Maybe it's a WAG section in the,
yeah,
in the
Hall of there Fame. There we go. Did you see Malcolm Bivens' tweet that he put out about Steiner's going in?
I didn't, no.
He tweeted out, damn, this Hall of Fame is going to sound like a DMX concert with the Steiners going in. And then a couple of hours later, Bron Breakker found him at NXT and pulled him aside. He goes, now, and he puts his hand on his shoulder and slaps him and goes, what were you saying again? He goes, Bivens is like, I just wanted to say congratulations to the Steiners, and I didn't mean anything by that. I'm sorry. So that was pretty cool.
Nice. So, yes, very well deserving of the Steiners. And we've got Shad Gaspard taking the Warrior Award posthumously. Obviously, you know, him and his son were trapped in a rip, and he basically said, don't help me, help my son. And once they got his son to safety, he was not able to be saved. So
yeah, what a legend.
A legend, Shad Gaspard, with the Warrior Award. So it'll be good. So that's going to be on SmackDown Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Friday, yeah.
Undertaker, Steiners, Charmel, he said, Shad Gaspard.
He said, oh, and Vader?
And Vader.
Yeah. He said he was going to be a blubbering mess, he reckons.
Yeah.
Undertaker. So, and Vince is obviously inducting him, which we spoke about last time. So it's going to be good. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a big week. It's a big week. Obviously, we've got quite a bit on.
It's going to be huge. Now, in other WWE news, so Logan Paul, as we know, is wrestling at WrestleMania. He's interested in a longer-term deal with WWE. Yeah,
right. Well, I've seen some couple of his highlights and stuff like that. He's been training pretty hard. There's been quite a few people that have come out and said they're surprised at how good he's actually doing. So I can't see him going as good as what Bad Bunny did, but you never know. Like, if he is an athlete, you know, he is quite athletic as it is. So it'll be interesting to see how he goes.
We'll talk a little bit later about what Logan Paul could possibly do in the ring. That is coming up later on the show. Now, we had some more sad news. Big E breaking his neck after very scary,
scary
fall on his neck. You know, he's broken two vertebrae, I believe. After, you know, some initial prognosis, it's now not believed to be career ending, but he'll be on the sidelines for a very long time.
Fingers crossed for Big E. He was very sort of upbeat about it all, you know, and he was happy that he can still walk, he can still move and all that kind of stuff. And he did say it won't be the end of him, whether it's an in-ring return or not. When I watched the last video, he wasn't sure. But, yeah, like, it wasn't good. Like, it just really didn't look good.
Very scary.
There's talk, though, that, you know how he goes for the suicide dive out the ropes and misses, like, there's talk that he might have sort of concussed himself from that actual dive. If you look at the way he lands on the outside, his neck whips really hard, and there's talk that maybe he was concussed. That's why he didn't get the momentum into the belly-to-belly and stuff like that. So it could have caused it, you know what I mean? But it was scary to watch.
Yeah, very, very scary stuff. So, you know, prayers up for Big E. Hopefully we'll see him back soon. Now, Gable Stevenson is apparently believed to debut on Raw shortly after WrestleMania. So after winning his second NCAA championship, apparently it's time for Gable to join Raw.
Gable might get a mention a little bit later when we're talking about a couple other things.
Oh, look out. Look out. Yeah, maybe in some predictions we'll get to that. Yeah. But it'll be interesting to see Gable on the show. He said that there may be a name change for Chad Gable because he's not changing his name.
Yeah, I still think he's going to be very green, so I don't know what they're going to do with it. Obviously, the men can wrestle, but when it comes to sports entertainment, as why Chris Jericho would say, let's see how that goes.
Yeah, well, you don't have to be that good. Omos is a WrestleMania match. So.
Please, do we have to talk about him?
We will.
I think in my notes here, the words are, oh, God, no. So, yeah.
Okay. Bray Wyatt news coming out. So nothing from him, but EC3 has come out and said that Bray Wyatt is going to take some time away from wrestling. So maybe sometime before we see Bray Wyatt. Obviously, he's got his movie career starting out. So we will see.
Another person we might talk about. There. You just mentioned him all early, mate. Come on, let's go.
Well, he's another one. He's another one for you.
Oh, don't.
Shane McMahon reportedly flying into Dallas.
Yeah.
Or WrestleMania weekend. Does that mean anything?
Have you been reading my notes?
Possibly, Benny. Yeah. Let's switch tack for just a little bit within our podcast and talk about some AEW news.
Yeah.
Kenny Omega has undergone successful arthroscopic surgery on his knee, but he's expected to need a few more surgeries. No time frame for his return, but it could be a while, it sounds like.
I've had similar surgery on my knee, mate. Look at me. I'm an athlete, so he'll be fine.
Elite athlete.
Yeah.
We will see. Thunder Rosa, new AEW Women's Champion.
What a match.
Absolute cracker of a
match. As we like to say on this podcast, brutal.
Brutal.
There was color. It was good. I really enjoyed that.
That was good. I had a feeling she was going to win it. I think I might have even said something on the
podcast. Yeah, you did. You did.
So, you know, good to see. Yeah, Britt had her time, and now it's time for some Thunder Rosa. Matt Hardy has signed a contract extension with AEW. Obviously, Jeff's there now, so we could see the Hardys kicking about for quite some time.
Yeah, look, I don't know about Matt. Jeff seems to still have it. Matt looks awkward for me in the ring. He just doesn't look like he's power to him, but he just doesn't look like he's got it anymore for me.
Yeah, I'm probably there with you. We have a name for Mox and Danielson's little stable with William Regal, the Blackpool Combat Club.
Interesting.
So it seems like if you want to be part of the club, you got to take a beating.
You got to get slapped. You got to get Will Smith'd.
Yeah, you got to take a beating. So it looks like Wheeler Yuta is aiming to get in the club. We will see if he takes the beating. Wardlow removed from the AEW roster on the website per request of MJF.
MJF has been putting out some really good tweets as well. Like everything bad that's happening at the moment, it's just all Wardlow's fault. Yeah. Like even he actually tweeted out saying, "I can't believe Wardlow got Will Smith to slap Chris Rock," or something along those lines. Like he's just having a go. Just speaking on MJF as well, have you heard the story about the backstage heat between him and Tony Khan this week?
I did read a little something, but tell me.
Just apparently he's... he had an interview with Ariel Helwani, I think it was, and apparently Khan wasn't unhappy with what was said or the fact he did it. It was just that it wasn't sort of spoken about first, and there's just a little bit of heat there because he was talking about how he doesn't know if he's going to sign a contract and all that kind of stuff. So
it was an unsanctioned interview.
Yeah, essentially, but he does let them do what they pretty much want to do. So, I mean, you can't really get too upset about it.
That's true. Now, on Dynamite, which will be tomorrow, so this may have happened, but we'll touch on it anyway. There is supposed to be a new female signing debuting on Dynamite in the Owen Hart Cup against The Bunny. Mm. Any ideas?
Nia?
Could be. Ember Moon has been throwing shade at Jade Cargill at the moment.
Yeah, true.
We've got Toni Storm out there. She's sure her 90 days are up now.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting to see. So that'll be a fun one. And speaking of the Harts, apparently Bret Hart has denied rumors he'll be part of AEW. So.
Yeah, well, they kept pushing the whole thing with FTR, didn't they?
They did.
The Young Bucks sort of gave that little, you know, that wouldn't matter if you had the best there was to manage you. And somebody else tweeted there was like pink lights in the background as well. They were trying to, I was like, come on, are you stretching here or what's going on?
Love it. Well, that's all we've got in the news, unless you've got anything else for me, Benny.
No, that was pretty much it, mate. Everything else is sort of WrestleMania related, so I'll mention them as we go, really.
Now, we have a very big show, obviously, but we will touch on NXT Stand and Deliver. Now, we'll go through each match, give us your quick thoughts on who you think's going to win. We've got LA Knight against Gunther. LA Knight, $3.10, Gunther, $1.33.
Going where the money is, mate. Gunther on that one.
Yeah, I'm with you there too. We've got Ciampa at $1.30 taking on Tony D'Angelo at $3.25.
Could be $1.01, Ciampa.
Yeah, I think Ciampa as well. He's done his part. Steiners in the background, mate.
What's that?
You got one of the Steiners in the background.
Yeah. Ninja Steiner's giving us a little couple of barks in the background, mate. Just reaching out for the Hall of Fame.
Love it. The NXT Tag Team Championship Triple Threat, Imperium, $3.30. Creed Brothers, $1.60. MSK, $4.25.
I'm going to roll the dice and go the big money here. I think MSK might pull it out.
Ah.
Don't know why. I just got a feeling.
I'm not taking the favorites either, but I'm going with Imperium for this one.
Ninja, stop it. He's getting too excited.
Too much Steiner talk.
Imperium probably should get it, but as well. But Creed, yeah, I don't know. MSK for me.
Okay. Got the North American Championship ladder match.
Woo!
There's don't have odds on this one, but we've got Carmelo Hayes, Santos Escobar, Solo Sikoa, Grayson Waller, and as of today, Cameron Grimes.
Yeah. I finally got my Mania weekend ladder match. I did want it. I wanted it and we finally got it. Who are you going? Who are you going first?
Give me Cameron Grimes.
Yeah, I'm gonna go the Aussie, of course. Grayson
Waller.
Let's get Grayson in there.
All right. I mean, I'll be happy if he wins it. He's doing a great job as a heel at the moment. I mean, throw some props out to Grayson Waller. I got the NXT Women's Championship Fatal 4-Way, Mandy Rose, $1.78, Cora Jade, $3, Io Shirai, $5, Kaylee Ray, $5 as well.
I was going to roll the dice and go with Io Shirai, but Mandy Rose for me.
I'm taking Cora Jade.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. I think it's time for to have time a skateboarder as champion.
Yeah, fair enough.
We've got the NXT Championship. Last off, Dolph Ziggler, Bron Breakker. Dolph, $3.45. Bron Breakker, $1.28.
Bron Breakker's got to win. Dolph surely can't hold on to the title.
It's yeah.
And his dad's going into the Hall of Fame the same weekend. They can't not let him win, surely.
Yeah, I'm going with the money too. It's time for Dolph to head back to the main roster.
Yeah.
All right, so that is NXT Stand and Deliver.
Are the women's tag titles on there as well?
Have they been announced? They may well be.
Just looking at it today, I think it was Toxic Attraction versus Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez.
Oh, yes, because Raquel made her return today.
Yeah.
So,
and I think they're going to take it.
Yeah, I think they might as well.
Yeah.
I'm with you there. Okay, Benny, it's time. Have you done your research?
Oh, look. I knew you were going to do this, and I thought maybe because it's such a big show, he won't do it to me this time. And I'm going to struggle here because
it is time for your WrestleMania history lesson. Okay.
I hate you right now.
Here we go. The very first WrestleMania held in 1985 in Madison Square Garden. Can you tell me the main event?
Yeah, I can. It was Hogan and Snooker. And it was Rowdy Piper.
Do you pity the fool who doesn't know the answer to this question?
Is it? Is that who it was? And there you go.
Hogan and Mr. T against Piper and Orndorff. Snooker was there.
I was close.
We had Pat Patterson as the special guest in-ring referee. We had Muhammad Ali as the special guest outside referee.
Yeah.
Here's another one for you. Who was the timekeeper?
No idea.
I don't think you're a big fan of his anyway. It's Liberace was the time.
I knew he was involved. I remember him coming out for it and everything, but yeah.
Now, this one's way out of the box. I won't ask you this one, but the very first match held at WrestleMania was Tito Santana against The Executioner.
There you go.
Very interesting. Now, it's the most successful and longest running pro wrestling event in history. The brainchild of Vince McMahon. But who came up with the name WrestleMania?
Oh, I feel like it'd be Pat Patterson or someone like that.
Howard Finkel came up with
the name.
The Fink came up with WrestleMania. So since the first WrestleMania, we've had 37 more, this year being 38 in Dallas. How many WrestleManias have been held in Texas, not including this year?
Five.
We have three.
I don't know. It was just off the top of my head.
Two in Houston and one in Dallas. I was surprised that Dallas hasn't had more than just these two. But so the highest attended WrestleMania was WrestleMania 32 in 2016 in Dallas. Prior to that, which WrestleMania had the highest attendance and where was it held?
Was it three?
Yes.
Same place?
No.
No? I don't know. No.
It was at the Pontiac Silverdome in Detroit, Michigan.
There you go.
There you go. Now, Lesnar and Rousey, they both feature in title bouts this year after winning the Royal Rumble. Now, do you know what the first year was where the Royal Rumble winner got the title shot at Mania? And can you tell me who won it?
Sorry, what was that, mate? I missed that last bit.
What was the first year where the Royal Rumble winner got the shot at the title at Mania? And who won that year?
91.
It was 93.
Oh, yeah. It was Yoko then.
Yokozuna. There you go. Now, this is a bit of a curveball one for you. There's only been two wrestlers to wrestle in the opening match and the main event of the same WrestleMania. Can you tell me who they are?
Opening match, Seth Rollins? No? No.
Dead air. Now, one of them...
You've got too many, mate. You're too good.
One of them's one of your boys. We've got Bret Hart at WrestleMania 10.
Oh, of course. Yeah, he versed Owen Hart in the first match and then versed Yoko in the last.
There you go. And we've got Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania 30. He had to earn his way match by beating Triple H in the opening match.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, this is a gimme. I'll ask it to you because it's a gimme. Who has the most wins at WrestleMania?
Undertaker.
Undertaker, 25-2 record. Here's where it gets tricky. Who are the two wrestlers tied for second?
Most wins.
Most wins.
Triple H.
That is one of them.
Hogan.
John Cena. Ooh. John Cena and Triple H each have 10 wins, so they're a good 15 behind The Undertaker.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Triple H's record's not real good either. Is that going to be one of these questions or not?
Oh, I think you might have just picked my next question. Who has the most Mania losses?
Triple H, 13.
Triple H with 13. There you go.
And that wasn't even something I looked up. I just know that because I'm Triple H fan.
Here's the last one for you, Benny. Then you can relax a little bit. Now, this year, Roman Reigns...
You got me sweating, mate.
This year, Roman Reigns will hit third place on the list for most Mania main events.
Wow. At
six. Two people have more. Who are they?
Mania main events. So the last match, like the last match on the card, not when they say it's a main event and it's not a main event. Yeah,
that's right.
Oh, geez. I'd have to. So you'd want to go with HBK because he's Mr. WrestleMania, but it wouldn't be him. I'm going to go with Triple H and Cena.
Triple H is one of them.
Yeah.
Triple H has seven. Hogan has eight
Mania. I got them around the wrong way. The last two questions around the wrong way. There you go.
So Roman Reigns being very close. Well done, Benny. That was a tough one.
It's rain. Like Mania is so big, you know what I mean? So it's tough to figure out.
I mean, I could have gone on for 3 hours about WrestleMania stats, but there you go. I hope you all enjoyed that at home.
So Benny, three hours, which would be what? A third of WrestleMania one day one? Or?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Now, let's get into it. Let's get into the card. Now, the first match I want to get into is a rumored match. So it hasn't yet been announced. It may not be announced.
Yeah.
Finn Balor or Demon Balor against Damian Priest. Now,
okay,
it's a rumored match. Balor took the title from Priest. He was not too happy about it. It looked like they were heading for a match, but they're now both in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal on SmackDown. Maybe this will lead to the match.
Okay, fair enough.
If it happens, which way do you go?
I'd still go with Balor.
Demon
Balor. You got to go with Balor. I'm not a big fan of Priest. We did talk about this a while ago. I think Balor's got to take it.
I think so too. I think Demon Balor comes out, he wins it. Who doesn't want to see the Demon at WrestleMania? But I think they could do some fun gimmicky stuff, these two. You know,
but there's no lead up to it, it sort of doesn't work for the gimmicky stuff. You know what I mean?
That's true. So
you need to sort of work into it.
It's just a rumored match. I guess we'll find out, but we'll get into the
who's going to win the Andre Giant Battle Royal then?
Who cares?
Azawa.
Damian Priest. There you go.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
as you said, who cares, really? It started out so good, like what they could have done with it and stuff like that. And then it just sort of just went downhill really quickly.
I think some of the people they picked to win it have just, you know, stagnated. You know, it felt like it wasn't such a big deal anymore.
Yeah.
And what do we have? Main event, Jey Uso, Baron Corbin.
Cesaro got nothing out of his push.
Yeah. So
Big Show obviously won the first one.
It's the Go Nowhere award.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into the actual card, Benny.
Down since.
Now, I haven't put these into days because WWE will change everything around, no doubt. So we'll just go through every match.
Okay, cool.
Without going through the days. We'll start off with Drew McIntyre and Happy Corbin. Been brewing ever since Corbin and Moss took McIntyre out at day one. McIntyre returned at the Rumble, eliminated them both. Since then, it seems like he's just been beating up on Moss every week. But on the last Raw, Corbin and Moss stole McIntyre's sword. So we have Drew at $1.12, Corbin at $5.50.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be happy. He's going to take his first L. I think they can play around with this a little bit. You know, he could sort of go back to that sad guy or whatever else again if they want. There's a little few different things. Drew's got to take the win here, surely. They can't let Happy beat Drew.
Surely. I mean, I think we'll get a decent showing out of them. You know, I kind of think Corbin and Moss are underrated, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Moss. I've always been a fan of Corbin, but Moss has really impressed me.
But this storyline's run its course. And,
It's so done.
So yeah. McIntyre for me. Sportsbet does have a few fun little ones here. Drew to give the Glasgow kiss to Corbin, paying $1.33. Moss to get a Claymore, $1.57. And the over-under for Claymores is 2.5. For Corbin to give two or more Claymores.
To both or just to just Happy? Just
in general.
Yeah, okay.
So
I'd take the overs there.
I'd probably take the overs too.
Yeah, right. Overs Club.
Overs Club. Let's get into the tag team match. Rey and Dominic Mysterio against The Miz and Logan Paul. Rey defeated The Miz at Elimination Chamber with some help from Dom. So The Miz went out and found himself a tag team partner in Logan Paul. They recently stole Rey's mask. Logan Paul wore it to Raw last
Lucha week. Logan.
And Mysterio got it back. So
yeah.
Not too much exciting there. So I've got the Mysterios at $1.72. Miz and Paul at $2. So quite close for this one.
Pretty close. I think they think that it'll go either way in the sense that Logan's the big name coming in. They're not going to want to make him look bad. So, you know, Rey and Miz are both workers. They'll be able to carry the match. Dominic's not so bad himself either. I'm looking forward to it. I think Logan will do some sort of big move. He has to. Like, he'll be jumping off something. He'll try and do a 5-star or he'll do something.
So, Benny, you've segued perfectly in here. Sportsbet have a market on moves for Logan Paul to perform.
Yeah.
So $1.62, the figure four is the favorite. a super kick at $3, frog splash at $4. That's where my money is.
Wow, that's big money.
The 619, $5. Now here's where they get a bit silly. The pedigree, $10. Sharpshooter, $13. RKO, $26. People's Elbow, $41.
Hey, you know what? That's not bad for like a small little wager, you know.
There you go. Tombstone Pile Driver, $51.
Yeah, I'll pass on that one. I'll tell you what, I might almost have $1 on the People's Elbow just for a bit of fun. But yeah, I think the 5-star Frog Splash is where the money should be there.
I think so too. Now,
who have you got to win?
I've got the Mysterios, but I do think we see something interesting from Paul. He has mentioned it is his dream to jump off the top rope in a WWE match. So
there you go.
Get on that $4, people, unless he drops an elbow or something.
Yeah, true. Oh, the Macho Man elbow. There you go.
Macho Man elbow. So
I've gone the Mysterios myself as well.
Yeah, both got the Mysterios. Moving on, tag team match, The New Day against Sheamus and Ridge Holland. Now, Woods is back just in time to help Kofi avenge Big E's broken neck at the hands of Ridge Holland and Sheamus. I've got the New Day at $1.30, Sheamus and Ridge at $3.20.
Yeah, I think this is a bit of a nufty match, really. It's just to get him on the card. I think I'll go the New Day, of course. Just depends what Butch gets up to on the sidelines, you know.
Well, I mean, he could change things up. I am going with the New Day. It wouldn't be Mania without the New Day, it feels these days. But it will be interesting to see how Butch is used. You know, maybe he could force the upset.
Yeah, okay. I don't mind it.
Interesting.
New Day all the way. New Day all the way.
All the way. Pat McAfee against Austin Theory.
Woo!
Mr.
The most stupendous! I've been watching too many Pat McAfee highlights. I've been watching too much Pat McAfee lately, man. Like, I go before I go to work these days, I watch Pat McAfee highlights because he gets me going. I love Pat McAfee.
He had a really good segment the other day where he's looking at the Buddy 1,000th goal.
Yeah, I did see that. And congrats to Buddy, by the way.
Yeah, congratulations, Buddy. So we've got Pat McAfee, Austin Theory. Mr. McMahon obviously made his way onto the Pat McAfee show, offered him a match, said that he'll come up with an opponent. Of course, ended up being Theory, and these two have been trading barbs and shots to the head ever since. Now, Theory, $1.66, McAfee, $2.10.
I'm taking the McAfee money.
Taking the McAfee money, McAfee for Benny. Now, I'm on Theory.
Here's, what's the theory behind it?
My theory. I think at the end, we see McAfee standing tall. I think Theory gets the win and the continued heel push. But the crowd gets his McAfee moment, and he'll knock him down at the end.
Gets the schoolboy roll up or something like that, and just gets the pin that way. Sneaky little one tries to take a picture. McAfee will just knock him down, take the phone, do something like that.
Maybe Michael Cole will get involved. You know, they're close.
Hey,
McAfee and Cole.
Hey, could happen.
Could happen. I saw a picture the other day when I was going through the old WrestleManias of when Michael Cole took on Jerry Lawler.
The worst match in WrestleMania history.
Yeah, the orange wrestling suit with the wrestling headgear. Hilarious.
Terrible.
Well done. Anything goes. Johnny Knoxville and Sami Zayn. Now, this has been brewing for a while from before the Rumble, involving, you know, a few pranks, including Zayn trying to sneak into the Jackass premiere and Knoxville giving out Sammy's private
phone number. Yeah.
Also, Zayn eliminating Knoxville from the number and Knoxville costing Zayn the IC title. So been a lot of back and forth. We've got Knoxville at $1.40, Zayn at $2.75.
Wow. That's crazy odds for me. I think Zayn has to win, doesn't he? But I mean, why would they bring him in? Like, why would they bring Knoxville in to not win?
I hate to agree with you, but I'm on Sami Zayn here too.
Like, yeah.
I don't think a loss for Zayn.
It doesn't hurt him, I don't think. It
doesn't hurt him that much.
Because of the way they'll do it. Like, what it'll be, there'll be somebody else involved. The Jackass boys will be out there for sure.
Yeah.
Like, Pontius will be involved.
And Knoxville's going to get some cool stunts in somewhere.
Yeah. Anything goes. They're gonna go backstage, or they're at least going to go somewhere else in the stadium or something. Like, they're going to have to do something.
I think Sammy's going to have something in his back pocket.
Yeah,
to cheat or to steal the win or someone coming out. That's where I'm going with this. So Sami Zayn for me, but not a confident Sami Zayn.
No, me neither. It'd be great if one of like the Jackass boys turned on Knoxville.
Absolutely.
Or something like that. And that's how Sami Zayn got the win. Something along those lines. But I'm with you. I'm to Sami Zayn as well.
All right. One of the bigger matches, Edge and AJ Styles.
Ooh.
Ever since AJ Styles answered Edge's WrestleMania challenge, we've seen a kind of creepy, new, unhinged Edge who gave Styles two concertos, put him on the shelf. Styles is back, ready to go. Styles $1.66, Edge $2.10. So Styles a favorite, but not a huge favorite.
Edge with this, you know, this dark lighting behind him and this all eerie thing going on.
Edge's heel turn's been great with the change in the music, that lighting, that just the creepiness. I love it. And
just these promos as well, like just sitting there, just like straight down the camera, like right there, just looking through your soul. Like, I think he's been brilliant, really entertaining and just dragging you in. Like, you just want to see more from him. So
I saw Beth Phoenix tweeted, like, this isn't my husband. What have you done kind of thing? So
yeah, nice. Okay.
Love it.
Well, they always go the family line with AJ, don't they? You know, like Samoa Joe went down the whole family line with AJ. So now it's come full circle. Who have you got in this one?
I've got AJ Styles in this one. I think we're going to get an absolute classic.
The show, to be honest.
It could steal the show, and I think Styles is going to get the clean win.
Yeah, right. I'm going to go against you. I'm going to go Edge.
How do you think it's going to happen?
I don't know why. It just it just sort of, I think there'll be some dastardly little things going on there. Edge will get a little, AJ will just get a little wrapped up, and I think Edge will get the 1-2-3.
I mean, a loss isn't going to hurt either of them with a match of this magnitude, but
I don't think it'll be the end of it either.
All right, now let's get into one of the biggest matches of the evening, Bobby Lashley and Omos. it's literally one of the biggest matches.
Yeah. Okay. Literally.
Now, Omos has been just squashing people left, right, and center. Lashley made his return at the Raw before WrestleMania and finally knocked the big man off his feet. Now, we've got Omos at $1.57, Lashley at $2.25.
I don't know if you can read this, Dylan. It says Lashley versus Omos. Oh, God, no. Ben's picked Omos.
He's picked Omos. Now, I'm torn here with this one. Obviously, the odds say Omos. My WWE head thinks, okay, they're building him up. Maybe a win over Lashley helps with that. But I can't do it, Benny. I can't do it. I think
Lashley just had the title. He didn't. He got kicked out of the Elimination Chamber through an injury. He's never had a chance to go back for that. Like, what is going on here?
I can't do it. Lashley for me. I think somehow...
And I'm the one that hates him more than you. Hence the, oh, God, no, almost. Like,
I think somehow Lashley picks him up and gets the win.
Oh, we're going for the Hogan-Andre moment.
Possibly something like
that. The body slam.
Possibly something like that. We'll see. Now, here's a little curveball one for us, Benny. The KO show, Stone Cold Steve Austin confronts Kevin Owens. KO called out Stone Cold for Mania to come on the KO show. Austin responded with, oh, hell yeah.
That was good.
Thank you. Owens comes out dressed as Austin in a brilliant sketch.
How good was that? That was so good.
Absolutely brilliant. Fooled the crowd twice. Then we texted. You're like, how good is this? And I said, it is so good watching at home. Probably not as good if you're at the arena.
Well, that was the funny thing. And I texted you back saying, I popped and then realized it was him. And I was like, oh, well done. And then it hit again and I popped even harder. And it still was well done. So, you'd be furious, wouldn't you? Like Stone Cold, you haven't seen him for so long. And then that happens twice.
You would be. Now, KO's been running his mealy little mouth about Stone Cold. Said he's going to open a can of whoop ass. Now, we've got some interesting odds here, Benny, because it's not a match per se.
No.
But the first set of odds is, will it be a match? Now, yes is $1.67 and no is $2.10.
I think it has to be, like, it's the main event of day one. If you think they change it around. But if it's going to be the main event of day one, you have to do it, don't you?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm on the yes for this. I think it's going to be an official match.
Yeah. I haven't really picked anyone. All I've literally said is stunners everywhere in my notes.
So here's the odds if it is a match. Austin, $1.06. KO, $7.50.
Winks odds. You can't have him come back and not win, surely.
No. This is just set up for an Austin win. Now,
if it is the last thing of the night, right? It has to be some sort of grand end. It can't just be him walking out down. Like, they need to literally have the glass shatter again like they did that time. They need to have something big. They can't just have him walk out for the KO. Like, it has to be grand daddy of them all, you know, the most stupendous.
Absolutely. Now, yeah, follow the money. Look, I think it's going to be a match, and I think the night's going to end with Stone Cold cracking a few Broken Skull IPAs.
Just doing those ones, getting the Steve Weisers down.
As we see the little WWE thing down the bottom come up to end night one. So that's what I'm thinking.
Rock comes out and rock bottoms him, and it's all, no, I'm just kidding.
You never know. So the over-under for Stone Cold Stunners on Kevin Owens.
4.
2.5 is the over-under.
Okay, well, I'm going Overs Club again, baby.
Overs Club again. Now, will KO hit a stunner on Austin? Yes is the favorite at $1.67. No at $2.10.
Okay. Does it have to be a fully completed stunner? Here's my theory. He goes for it and Austin just no-sells it, like, you know, just perfectly and doesn't go down at all. So he misses it.
Bounces
so it wouldn't
back
be a
up.
Stunner. Yeah. Like the time when he gave it to Triple H and he just stood there and just like wobbled and then he went for a second one. Like,
love it. All right. So that will be the end to night one. Looking forward to that. We're both picking Stone Cold, surprisingly.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Now, let's get into another interesting one, Benny. We've got Seth Rollins against an opponent of Mr. McMahon's choosing. After weeks of trying to book his ticket to Mania, all Rollins apparently had to do was ask.
Just go to the boss and ask. That's all you got
to
do.
Just go to the boss. Mr. McMahon will handpick his opponent, and he won't find out until he's in the ring. Thank God it is on night one, because I don't think I could have lasted until that.
Is it on night one? Yeah, okay.
It is on night one so far. That could change.
Yeah.
That could change. We don't know. So
it'll probably be the main event in hour seven of day two, just to annoy us now.
Yeah. So even though we don't know, mystery opponent is $1.22. Rollins is $3.75.
All right. Look, I like how they're doing it. I don't mind how they're doing it. Seth's been amazing. Like with the way he's like trying to get there and trying to climb the ladder, and then he's gone and got all psycho, and then he's crawled to Vince and all this kind of stuff.
Seth
and,
is must see TV.
Oh, 100%. Like Seth's brilliant. And the little segment inside the office the other day was brilliant. You know, he jumps up on the desk and stuff like that. And
he's yelling Vince, at the dinosaur head.
Yeah. Vince is like, get out. Like, but yeah, I think, well, should we talk about who we think it's going to be?
Well, I'll think it's going to be Cody. I'll go through the odds first.
All right, give them to me.
Cody Rhodes, $1.15.
Which makes sense.
The absolute favorite. Rumored that he's signed, sealed, and delivered. Now, dropping down now at $5, we've got Shane McMahon. Then there is a big jump. The next is Goldberg at $17.
Yes.
Bray Wyatt at $26.
Yes.
Undertaker at $29. Yes. Braun Strowman at 34, Jake Paul at 51.
Jake Paul, that'd be interesting.
Now, there's a name not on that list, Benny.
And now I text you about this name, didn't I?
You
and
did.
We've gone and back and forth this week, and I've convinced you and scared you.
Very scared, Benny.
Now, I'll just, for those watching online, you can't see me for the ones that are listening. John Cena could be the person.
Oh.
Could you just hear it now? Your opponent. Na, 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 na. Think about the pop the crowd will go. Now, it'll be two different pops. It'll be the kids and the tweeners who will go crazy for John Cena. They love him. There'll be people like us who will just put our hands in our heads in our hands and cry.
All the marks just booey.
Exactly. And my opinion about this was WWE are looking for that next meme face that they always go to, you know, like the angry girl face, the when Taker lost the streak with the guy with the eyes, like imagine the faces in the crowd when that happens and Cena comes out
face.
Yeah, it'll happen. So I'm going down that line for you.
You have me so scared. And
because
and
we did talk about it, like WWE posted two different videos on their Instagram about Cena. And then they showed a highlights package on Raw about Cena. I'm like, it's all happening.
It's very scary. If it's not Cody, I'll riot.
Yeah, okay. Somebody will have that sign up as well. Yeah. I just feel like it's disappointing the way they've done it with Cody, though, because if it is Cody, everybody's expecting Cody. They'll still get the pop, but I think it would have been better to bring him out and then build into it. They could have had a couple of back and forths and stuff like that.
So I did read that they've been told that Cody needs to look and feel and sound exactly like he did in AEW. They want the same music. They want the same ring gear, everything like that. So I don't. Yeah, we won't see Stardust, which is your real fan. But yeah, look, if it is Cody or Cena, Rollins loses.
Yes.
Simple as that.
Yes.
If it's Shane or Goldberg, Rollins wins.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's.
But you won't be able to get your money on until it happens, and then it'll be.
You won't be able to get money on at all. You just got to take the mystery of money.
My other name that I had, so I literally have written down here, Cena, Bray, Shane O'Mac, Goldberg, and Taker. So that was before seeing any odds or anything. So they were just names that I rattled off. My other one, which I spoke about before, Gable Stevenson. I didn't know that he'd been rumoured to be possibly coming in a couple of weeks for Raw. So I just thought, you know, there's talkies around, could he be the mystery opponent? So that'll be a big letdown if it is. But I mean,
huge letdown. Poor, that's just setting the poor guy up to fail.
Hey, but, you know, anything could happen. It's WWE. Never say never.
Here's also some thoughts I had from one of my good friends in the Wrestle Cave chat. Now, he thinks that Vince, that it's Cody, but they haven't told anyone because he doesn't think Vince thinks that Cody will sell tickets. It'll be great pop, but he doesn't think it'll sell any tickets, whereas mystery opponent will sell more tickets.
Well, I guess all the, I'm going to say AEW marks out there are off Cody at the moment, so that'll probably put you away from it even more.
That's true.
So I guess people, AEW fans, probably will tune in now to see if it actually is him. So I can see where that's coming from. I don't mind that. That's not a bad little opinion.
Not a bad opinion. All right. So here's hoping it's Cody. I guess we'll find out.
We will be going back and forth that day for sure in our text messages.
It's saying that, not that it will be, but if it is Taker, that will still be a huge pop as well.
Yeah, I can't see it being Taker.
I don't see a big pop for, it has to be a theme song, I guess, that everyone knows. Although Cody's won't be a huge one that everyone knows. They'll make sure on the big screen it's Cody. It'll just be,
or just Cody, don't call him Rhodes or something like that underneath it.
He's allowed to be called Rhodes in WWE.
He is, true. But imagine if it just popped up with Stardust. Like you just hear like the, that'd be so funny. It'd be so funny. It'll say the American Nightmare up there or something like that for sure.
Yeah, that would be the worst. Okay, moving on, Benny. We've got to
talking about it anyway. It's got us talking. So that's right. Working.
Now, let's get into some of the title matches. Probably the most exciting one on the card, the Women's Tag Team Championship Fatal 4-Way. That's pretty mean. I take that back, but it's probably not the most exciting title match on the card. Queen Zelina, Carmella against Sasha Banks and Naomi, Rhea Ripley and Liv Morgan, and Natalya and Shayna Baszler. Now, the lead-up's been a bit of a shambles. Banks out of nowhere deciding her and Naomi are a tag team. Liv and Ripley thrown together.
I like that tag team, though.
Yeah, I like the Liv and Ripley tag team. Mella and Zelina, they've kind of had their differences the past few weeks, but now it looks like they're on the same page. Sasha Banks and Naomi, $1.66. Ripley Morgan, $2.75. Zelina and Mella, $6. Baszler and Natalya, $8.
Wow. Because I've got written down here, I'm going for the Queen of Hearts and the Queen of Spades.
Wow.
So that's big money.
$8, take it.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of as I just said, Liv. But I've got the Queens written down here. So just a little tidbit for you, though. Sasha has never won at WrestleMania.
Wow.
She's never won a match at WrestleMania. So for that short odds, maybe that's why they're going to give it to her.
Well, I think it's about time. I'm on the smart money here. Yeah. I feel like this match has just been built to give them the titles.
I'll take a dabble at $8 on the other.
All right, do it. Take the roughy. Love it. All right, we now have the SmackDown Tag Team Championship, the Usos against Shinsuke Nakamura and Rick Boogs. Now, the Usos attacked Shit and Boogs a few weeks ago out of nowhere. Boogs got one up on them by tricking them into thinking he was hurt when they challenged for a shot at the titles, which he ended up winning, so they get their shot. Usos $1.38, Shin and Boogs $2.85. I'm taking the 285 here.
Wow.
I'm taking Shin and Boogs, the upset
Shinsuke
pick.
Nakamura.
I think it's time to do something with the tag titles. The Usos have had them for long enough. And I think Boogs is so over at the moment. Vince can see that and it's time.
But Shinsuke's not. That's the thing.
No, Shinsuke's not. But he's a good
worker. Is that the dynamic then? Like one's over, one's not. Do you cheer for him kind of thing? Like
Possibly. We'll see. But, yeah, I'm taking the underdogs here.
Yeah, I'm still down since day one-ish. Going with my boys, the Usos.
Taking with the Usos. Okay. Speaking of one of your boys, the Raw Tag Team Championship Triple Threat Match, RK Bro, Street Profits and Alpha Academy. Now, an interesting little tidbit for you. I think I texted this to you the other day. Orton is going to be the first wrestler to enter WrestleMania as a tag champ, a WWE champ, a world heavyweight champ, an intercontinental champ, and a US champ.
That's crazy.
Pretty impressive stuff from Orton. Now, RK Bro lost the titles to Alpha Academy, won them back a little bit later after jumping through a few hoops. Street Profits and them have been having, you know, a few disagreements, and they jumped RK Bro on Raw this week. So we've got RK Bro $1.62, Street Profits $2.75, Alpha Academy $5.50.
I'm on the 275. I'm going the Street Profits. I think it's time for a change. I think they can bring something fresh into the tag team title, holding the tag team titles. I think I'm just over the RK Bro thing. I have been for a long time. I know it's working. I know it's over, but I think Street Profits, RK Bro can sort of still have it a little bit and then move on. And Alpha Academy, I know you're a fan, but I'm not.
I'm with you, Benny. I'm on the Street Profits as well.
Wow.
I think, you know, lately both of the other teams have held the titles. The Profits have been featured pretty heavily, but haven't held the titles for a while. So
wondering why you were smirking when I was saying it. Now it makes sense. Yeah.
You got me too. Do we see a Riddle or Orton turn?
No, as we talked about last time, everybody's expecting the Orton turn. So it'd be good to have the Riddle turn.
Yeah. I mean, like, I think that's what's going to happen eventually, but
yeah,
I don't think it's happening. But let me take a little sidebar. Now there are some prop bets for this bet match.
Ooh.
Someone to go through the announce table, $2. All four of the other team members to get RKO'd, $4.
Yeah, that's good money.
Orton to turn on Riddle, $4.33.
There you go.
Riddle to turn on Orton, though.
I like everybody to cop an RKO, though.
Yeah.
Does it have to be by Randy, or is it just an RKO?
Well, that's a good point, actually. I think it's by Randy.
Okay. Because that sort of changes it a little bit. Yeah. But, I don't mind that. But, yeah, I'm going Street Profits.
Okay, for me too. Raw Women's Championship match, Becky Lynch, Bianca Belair, after beating Belair in 26 seconds for the title at SummerSlam, big time Bex. She's run away through the Raw roster. Belair won the Elimination Chamber to lock in her Mania spot. Since then, you know, both of them have had various throat and neck attacks on each other and injuries. And Belair's hair smacking Becky Lynch, sounding like a damn kendo stick. I'm sure there was like a kendo stick in there.
Wrapped in there, you reckon?
Yeah. I think there was someone on the side just like hitting a kendo stick against something as she...
It sounded loud, didn't it?
It sounded very nasty. Now, Lynch tried to cut off Belair's hair on Raw, only to have the tables turned and have some of her own hair cut off. Now, pretty short odds for this one. Were you not
nervous when they were starting like wrestling each other and suplexing each other around like right next to a pair of scissors?
Yeah.
Like I'm sitting there going, what's going on here? Like, come on, referee, guys.
Get those scissors out of the ring.
Just throw them out for a second.
I've got Belair at $1.30, Lynch at $3.25. I'm taking the smart money here. This has been building up very gradually. It's time for the payoff.
I'm with the EST as well, man. It's got to happen. You know, does it happen in 25 seconds?
No, I don't think so. They got
that,
too much.
That would be, funny.
They've got to fill 8 hours every night. So can't be too quickly.
Fair.
Moving on to the other women's championship match, we've got Charlotte Flair and Ronda Rousey for the SmackDown women's title. After winning the Rumble, Rousey chose to take on Flair at Mania. You know, they've had a few indiscretions. Flair attacked Rousey in the car park. Rousey's really yet to get her hands on Flair properly. We've got Rousey $1.16, Flair $4.50.
Wow, that's big odds. I've gone Flair.
Wow.
Yeah, I just can't do Rousey, man. I just don't think she looks like she's ready to do it yet. You know what I mean? Like, I just and she just doesn't work well on the mic. Although, if Flair loses the title, then Flair can challenge for the title again. It gets her to go again for that title and try and break Rick's record and all that kind of stuff. I get that, but yeah, I think Flair walks away.
I'm glad you said that. So we differ on this. Rousey, 100% to me. She's claiming.
Hoping for what I want, I think, more than what I think will happen instead.
No one loves Charlotte more than me, my good friend Charlotte Flair. But Rousey's claimed that she's going to be in WWE for a while. So I don't think it hurts to put the strap on her. And yeah, as much as I don't want to say that all the titles are going to change hands, I have a feeling they will here.
I love that they did the car park scene again. Like they did that a few years back for the whole triple threat main event when they last time they were in it. And then they've gone back to the car park again on the car again. I was like, just put some handcuffs in there, you know, just get Becky to come out and we'll be all good, you know. So go to what you know works, I guess.
Throwback. All right. It is the big time. It is time for the winner take all championship unification match, Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns. Now, if we wanted to talk about the history of these two, we'd need a whole nother podcast, but let's try and break down what's happened lately. Lesnar lost the title, WWE title at the Rumble due to Reigns interference. He then won the Rumble match, chose to fight Reigns. Then he went on to win the WWE title at Elimination Chamber. Reigns left Brock lying in a pool of his own blood at Madison Square Garden. Then Cowboy Brock has responded by using a forklift on Reigns' car and attacking the bloodline.
Ripping the door off.
Yeah. What a build when you think about it. You know,
it's been brilliant. It has been brilliant. And these two are good, like so good at what they do. You know, Roman's just that stone face, like, no, I'm the best.
I'm a smash, bro.
Yeah, like, acknowledge me.
People are getting behind scared. It now, right?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But then he runs scared, so it's kind of like that chicken shit heel, but he's like real scary looking.
Yeah.
And then Brock just comes down like, you know, like, let's do it. You know what I mean? Brock's just having fun. Just the other day, did Brock, like, stuff up his own name when he tried to do the Brock Leg, and he got his name wrong?
Yeah.
Brock, what's going on there?
Brock on the mic, he did on Raw. He said, welcome to Monday Night Raw. And he goes,
I'm never doing that again.
It felt good, but I don't think it sounded good. I'm not going to do that again.
I've had Paul doing that for me for years. So that was pretty good. I've really enjoyed it, and it's going to be great. The whole mummy and daddy belt, they're going to have a little baby and I'm going to take that home. I thought that was pretty clever. But Brock delivering that is just so good. Like
it is. It's like, it's a whole new guy.
We've seen the comedic timing of Brock with the whole, when he came with the Mexican hat and stuff like that, or when he came out with the money in the bank and he was like wearing that sleeve cut off and he was doing the boombox thing. Like, yeah. So it's been there for a while, you know, so. I've enjoyed it. It's been good.
It has been good. Now, let's go to the odds. Reigns, $1.30. Lesnar, $3.40.
Wow. I'm glad I didn't look at the odds then because, wow, that's crazy. I think Reigns needs to lose, but I don't think Brock needs to win. Does that make sense?
It does. It does.
And I'm almost going to sit on the fence and say that there's no winner.
Here's my prediction for you. It's not a prediction. It's a spoiler. Lesnar, it's time. Reigns has broken all the records.
Yeah.
Time to see him without the title and try and fight for something. As much as you can, like, it feels weird to call Brock Lesnar the underdog, but...
You've put it in my head. Keep going.
I'm going with Lesnar. Lesnar at $3.40.
You've just put it in my head how it happens, though. Heyman turns.
Well, you think that's what's going to happen?
Heyman turns. That's how it happens.
Well, I've got some prop bets for you, Benny.
Oh, no. That's three times I've done that. Three times.
I love it. I've got some prop bets for you. Someone going through the announce table, $1.45. Both Usos to be suplexed by Lesnar, $1.83.
That's good money.
Heyman to get the F5, $2.50. Roman Reigns to F5 Brock Lesnar, $3. Heyman to switch allegiance, $3.75.
There it is, folks. That's Ben's bet of the day. Put your house on it.
Heyman to switch allegiance. Interesting. I got some more. Rollins to confront the winner, $4.50. Now, here's an interesting one for you.
I don't know about that. Like, obviously, they put that in there from WrestleMania 31.
Yeah. Maybe they'll want a throwback. Now, I've got an interesting one, but I'll throw you the weird one, which a sports bet have in there, and I have no understanding as to why. Shelton Benjamin to interrupt the match.
Shelton? Oh, because of his combination with Brock and all that kind of stuff.
I guess so. $15.
But what's that got to do with Like, that, what?
Yes, that's what I thought when I saw it. But anyway, I'll go back to this interesting one. The Rock to confront Roman Reigns, $5.
Look, as much as it's been called for so long, I just don't know if I can see it.
Here's what I'm thinking. Now, The Rock has been throwing out, he's in Hawaii, right? Every social media post, I'm in Hawaii. Here's what I'm doing in Hawaii. Here's the hotel in Hawaii. Here's something I'm watching in Hawaii. Could be a swerve.
Mm-hmm.
And The Rock comes in, costs Reigns the title. And we've got a year-long build to Rock Reigns at WrestleMania next year.
Rock does love a good year-long build. Okay, I don't mind it. Like, if it happens, I won't mind it.
I think we'll all pop if it happens.
Oh, shit, yeah. Imagine having Rock and Stone Cold in the same WrestleMania on the time when Taker gets put in the Hall of Fame. Like, come on. Nostalgia, baby.
What an end that would be. The Rock holding Lesnar's hand up.
What about if Stone Cold comes out and stuns Lesnar?
Oh, interesting. Well, he did throw some shade at Austin the other day. He said, He never beat me.
He can kick some ass, but he never kicked mine. So. He
never kicked mine. Love it. Okay, so I've got Lesnar. Are you sitting on the fence?
No, I'm going. You've convinced me. I'm going Brock as well. All right. Because of Heyman. Heyman's going to switch.
Nice. You're taking that 375 now.
Yeah, good money.
Will the Suplex City record be broken? Now,
how many is it? 16 or
16.
Something? Oh, why wasn't that a question earlier?
There you go. Well done. See? Yes, it will be broken. $6. No, $1.10. So
nah.
I'm kind of with the $1.10 here.
I'm with the $1.10.
The Spears over under is 3.5.
I was gonna say 3, so I'm under club there.
In the under club there. F5's over under is 2.5.
Over.
Over there. That's all I've got. But Lesnar for me and Lesnar for you.
Yeah, yeah. So we've got a few different for the card. It's a good little mix.
Yeah, there's I'm pumped for it now after all this after research. All that. I'm pumped. I'm ready to go.
Oh, hell yeah. Most stupendous.
Speaking of pumped, Benny, I'm pumped for this draft. It's time. The three count draft. You know, time to relive our favorite memories from the Showcase of the Immortals. This time around, we're going to draft our top five favorite WrestleManias. There have been 37 so far, so we've got a few to choose from. Now, luckily, I get to draft first.
Yeah. Yeah. It happens every time.
This time. So I'm excited about that. There were two which I was to and froing about. One's, I guess, kind of the people's pick, and one was a bit more of a personal pick. But I'm going to take the people's pick, and I'm going to go WrestleMania 17.
Yeah. That's number one on mine as well.
Stone Cold and The Rock. Take care of Triple H. Edge and Christian against the Hardys and the Dudleys in TLC.
Yeah.
Jane and Vince. Angle and Benoit. I know we're not allowed to talk about Benoit anymore, but absolute classic match. Eddie winning the European title. Jericho defeating Regal for the Intercontinental title. Houston, Texas, absolute cracker.
All right, well, that's me done. Thanks for coming, guys. Have a good one. No, all right. Well, my number one pick is going to be the other one then. It's going to be 19. Is that the other one you were talking about?
That wasn't the other one I was talking about.
Really?
That was up on my list.
Really? Well, 19 was my top two. Well, 17 and 19 were my top two. Rock and Austin as well. Austin, obviously, last match. Lesnar Angle. Lesnar with the Shooting Star Press.
Shooting Star Press.
We had Triple H and Booker. We had HBK and Y2J.
Yeah, that was like stole the show.
Yeah, And Undertaker coming out to Limp Bizkit, rolling. That was pretty big.
That was
what else big. Did we have? We had Vince versus Hogan.
Hogan Vince.
Yeah. So that was a pretty big one for me.
Yeah. WrestleMania 19 was an absolute cracker.
Yeah. All now right. I know. I shouldn't have gone that one. I should have gone the other one. Now I know. My number three is what you're going to pick.
We will Damn see. It. My number two. WrestleMania 12, 1996.
What?
I might have shocked you here. Now,
that's not even in my pick anywhere.
This is the Shawn Michaels Bret Hart Iron Man match.
Yeah, fair.
Taker and Diesel. Warrior defeated Triple H. Stone Cold was there, beat Savio Vega. Piper and Goldust in the Hollywood Backlot Brawl.
That's right.
And we had Bulldog, Owen, and Vader beat Ahmed Johnson, Jake the Snake, and Yokozuna. So now this might not be as high on everyone else's favorite WrestleManias, but this was the WrestleMania that got me hooked.
Absolutely
hooked. Yeah. I probably watched it maybe a year or two afterwards, you know, renting it from Video Easy, but 1996 just absolutely got me hooked. So that Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart, Iron Man match, just brilliant. Stuff of dreams. Shawn Michaels coming down from the rafters.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah, to be fair, well, I didn't even have it, but now that you've said that, that's a really good one. All right, number two for me. I'm going to go number 10, WrestleMania 10. Obviously, we had HBK and Razor, the ladder match. Iconic. Like, everybody remembers that. And then also, we spoke about it just before. We mentioned it in the quiz. But Brett versus Owen to open was one of the best matches I've ever seen. Just outstanding, really.
Yeah.
You can't beat it.
A lot of guest referees at WrestleMania 10.
Was there?
Mr. Perfect and Piper.
Yeah, okay. And then obviously Brett went on to win the title over Yoko in the final match after Yoko beat Lex Luger earlier in the night. And another match for me, which this is a nostalgic memory for me, which I love this match, and I think I've mentioned it before, is one of my matches that I love, but Macho Man versus Crush in a Falls Count Anywhere match. It was just, he ended up like, I think he tied him up by his legs at one stage and stuff like that. Like, it's such a memory in my head. So that's my number two pick.
All right, WrestleMania 10. I'm going to go 20 years after that. I'm taking WrestleMania 30 with my next pick. Okay. Now we've got Daniel Bryan, obviously beating Triple H in the first match, then going on to beat Batista and Orton right in the middle of this whole Yes movement, you know, New Orleans, the confetti coming down. Absolutely brilliant. We've got the end of the streak.
Yeah.
Lesnar defeating Undertaker.
Iconic.
Absolutely iconic. We've got Cena beating Bray Wyatt. The Shield taking on Kane and the New Age Outlaws. And then to open the show, we had The Rock, Austin, and Hogan. Even though Hogan stuffed up his lines. Still, you know, it can't hurt having those three in the ring at the same time. So WrestleMania 30 for me.
That's a good one. I'm tossing up. I want to put in, like, I feel like, you know, the Austin Brett match needs to be in there for me, but it's not going to be anywhere in here. But I'm going to go with 10 years before you, last one. I'm going to go 20. Good we pick. Had Brock versus Goldberg. We had Eddie versus Angle. Taker versus Kane. Triple H, HBK, and Benoit. Triple Threat. We had Y2J and Christian, which was surprisingly almost a show stealer, even though there were so many matches on that card. And we had Cena versus Big Show. And that was his main WrestleMania main event debut. So
And his first title.
US title.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That was a pretty big one.
Are you forgetting Evolution and against the Rock and Sock Connection?
Yeah, look, I left that off there.
Goldberg and Lesnar from that that WrestleMania. The booze raining down.
Yeah, Austin it was how bad was it, eh? Yeah, Austin as a referee.
Cracker. All right, good pick. WrestleMania 20. This is tough. Do I go with the heart or the head? Okay. I'm going to go with WrestleMania 14 as my next pick.
Yeah, that was my next pick.
Got Austin, HBK, Tyson as the special enforcer, Taker and Kane, Cactus Jack and Chainsaw Charlie against the New Age Outlaws.
In a dumpster tag team match.
Dumpster tag. That was fun. I really loved that match.
Yeah.
The Rock and Ken Shamrock, Mark Merrill and Sable against Goldust and Luna, and Triple H defeating Owen Hart.
Yeah, that was brilliant. Really, that was a really good WrestleMania.
Yeah, absolute classic.
All right, now you've thrown me. See, I feel like I'm just going to save one of them for my honorable mentions because it's a nostalgic one, so I'll save it. I'm going to go my next one. I'm tossing up between two here. And I think I'm going to go with 24.
WrestleMania 24. That was almost my next pick.
Yeah, Punk won Money in the Bank. Triple H, Orton, and Cena. We had Taker versus Edge. HBK versus Flair with the whole iconic "I'm sorry, I love you," and then probably a bit of a low light, but Big Show versus Floyd Mayweather,
yeah,
as well, like a bit of a spectacle, you know. So, yeah, I thought that was a pretty good one.
Batista Umaga.
Oh yeah, Umaga. I forgot about that bit.
Kane defeating Chavo in like 6 seconds for the ECW title.
Good old Kane. Good old Chavo. What's happened to him?
Ooh, Chavo. Who knows? okay, that's a good pick. All right, what do I have here? Not, I've still got four options left on my list here. It's hard to go with. Do you go with like an iconic moment, but the rest of the card was average?
Yeah, that's what I've got a couple of. Do you go as well with
like a stacked card?
Yeah.
So tough. Okay. I think I'm there. Oh, okay. I'm going with not the best, but just so many iconic names. I'm going with WrestleMania 18.
Yeah, it's on my list.
With my next pick. Now, we've got Triple H and Jericho, Rock and Hogan, which is just, we've spoken about it before on the pod.
Yeah.
Just an absolute classic moment. Austin against Scott Hall, may he rest his soul. Edge, Booker T, Taker defeating Flair, but Kurt Angle against Kane, DDP against Christian in what was actually a pretty decent
a good match. Yeah.
For the European title. RVD beating William Regal for the Intercontinental title. We had Billy and Chuck against the APA, the Dudleys and the Hardys. So, yeah, it was a pretty good card.
Stacked card.
Maybe not all five-star matches, but an absolute stacked card. So WrestleMania 18 is my last pick.
Yeah, good pick. All right. I've got two to toss up between now, and I wish you had taken one of them because I don't know which one to take. I think it's going to have to be – I'm not going to go with nostalgia. I'm going to go – you didn't – have we said 21?
No.
No, 21. So we had Ray versus Eddie. We had the first ever Money in the Bank match. We had Orton versus Taker. We had Angle versus HBK, which was just one of the greatest WrestleMania matches.
Yeah.
And obviously Triple H and Batista. Like, there was a lot more on there, but they're just like the standouts for me.
Cena and JBL for the WWE title.
Yeah.
And the highlight of the night.
See, I left JBL off because I just can't stand JBL. So,
But you missed the highlight of the night, Benny. Big Show in a sumo match against Akebono.
We've spoken about that before on here as well. But that's why I spoke the highlights.
that was one of my last three. Do you have some honorable mentions, Benny?
Honorable mentions. I'll talk about it now. It's my first Mania, WrestleMania 9, Caesar's Palace. Obviously watched it years later. I'm thinking because I don't remember it as a 9-year old, but that's showing our age. Shit.
Thank God for the wrestling section at Video Easy. I learned so much.
And growing up in the bush, I didn't have it. So I used to have every come down school holidays, you know, I had to come down and watch them all in 2 weeks' time. But it was just a massive spectacle. Brett versus Yoko for the title. Hogan came out after the salt in the eyes. And it was Undertaker versus the Giant Gonzalez with those painted on abs, you know. We had HBK versus Tatanka for the IC title. Money Inc. versus Hogan and Brutus the Barber Beefcake. And just the commentary, like Bobby Heenan coming out on a camel backwards.
Yeah.
Like just little things like that. Randy Orton was on. Randy Macho Man Savage was on commentary. Just a nostalgic thing for me.
Luger so and Perfect as well.
Luger and Perfect. Yeah. He came out as the narcissist.
Yeah.
So, and then my other honorable mention was 31.
That was next on my list.
31. Yeah. Obviously, Rollins and Randy. And Randy hit that RKO when he went for the curb stomp.
Yeah, one of the greatest RKOs of all time.
Yeah. And then I've literally written here, that RKO.
Yeah.
So, and then Rollins came out and cashed in at the end of the night between Brock and Reigns. And it was just such an iconic moment with the title above his head and everything like that. And then, obviously, Daniel Bryan won the IC ladder match on that same one. And Rusev and Cena, And Rusev came out in the tank.
Came out
like
in
that,
the tank.
That entrance was just, that was crazy. That was a crazy entrance.
Unless I forget, Triple H and Sting with, you know, for all us people in
NWO DX.
NWO DX coming out, you know, all looking pretty worse for wear. But
oh, weren't they? But yeah, that was a good one.
And then at the end of that match, we had The Rock and Ronda Rousey come out and have a go at Triple H and Stephanie. So yeah,
but true.
31 was good. The only other honorable mention I've got is, and it's probably a nostalgic one for me too. I remember it being so enjoyable. WrestleMania 16 in 2000. We had the fatal four-way for the title, Triple H against Rock, Mick Foley and Big Show. Everyone had a McMahon in their corner.
Yes.
We had Kane and Rikishi against DX. The two-fall triple threat match for the Intercontinental and European title, which Angle held both of them and lost both of them that night.
Yes.
One to Benoit, one to Jericho. China and Too Cool against the Radicals. And then one of the kind of first big matches between Three Edge and Christian against the Dudleys and Hardys in a ladder match.
Yeah, which was one of the biggest things ever. Obviously, they went in to do the TLC, but, I mean, that ladder match was crazy.
Absolutely. So
just another thing about your 17, you talked about Vince versus Shane, but the most iconic part of that match was when Trish wheeled Linda down to the ring and then Linda come out of her catatonic state and slapped Vince across the face after he was making out with Trish in front of her and stuff. Like, that was so good.
It was so like Days of Our Lives.
It was Passions. It wasn't even Days of Our Lives. It was Passions. That's how bad it was, but I loved it.
Absolutely brilliant stuff. Okay, so I have drafted WrestleMania 17, WrestleMania 12, 30, 14, and 18. Benny, you've got...
Sounds like you're calling out the lotto numbers just quietly.
Bingo!
Tonight's lotto numbers are 17, 30. Anyway.
Benny, you've got WrestleMania 19, WrestleMania 10, WrestleMania 20, WrestleMania 24, and WrestleMania 21. Now, we'll post all those to the socials. You can tell us who you think has the better list, what your favorite WrestleMania is, and your favorite WrestleMania memory.
Now, I know there's going to be some marks out there. They're going to be like, you don't have anything before the 90s. But, you know, Dylan and I, we, you know, we were the 90s boys. Like, we, you know, we were born. WrestleMania 1 was not for you. You're 1 year older than me, but that's how I know how old I am by WrestleManias every year. So I just look at what WrestleMania it is, and then I know how old I'm turning because I'm born in March and that's when it happens. So it's just perfect for me. But we remember the 90s into then on. So anybody who's a big fan out there who's a bit older than us or just loves the old stuff, let us know because, you know, there was some iconic moments like WrestleMania 3 with Hogan and Andre. Like, that was one of the biggest – like, I remember watching that as a kid from the highlights going, this is the biggest moment of all time. And there's plenty more, you know. So let us know.
Yeah. I mean, I felt like as the years went on, the cards got better and better and better, right? Like, even in the 90s, some of the cards weren't great.
No, not at all.
But as we got into the 2000s and further on.
The money helped. It became a spectacle. It became worldwide. It became what it was. And Vince pushed it, you know. You heard Vince on Pat McAfee was talking about how he put his whole life into it. He was hocking off stuff and it's worked, you know. Congratulations to him. But they were going through tough times. So those early years were a struggle, but they got all those big name people and it worked. And it's the granddaddy of them all, the most stupendous. So
aren't we looking forward to it? I'm pumped.
Pumped.
I've got to do it again. Oh, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
So that is all for our giant WrestleMania show. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, we're going to be taking a little bit of a hiatus. We're going to be back in early June to recap AEW's Double or Nothing and preview Hell in a Cell. Now, Benny, I'm going to throw it out into the universe. I will be in Vegas around Double or Nothing time. So hopefully I can snag an interview or something for the peeps out there. That would be
amazing.
But as always, check out our socials. Sound off on our draft. Let us know your favorite WrestleMania, your favorite WrestleMania moments. Benny, once again, it has been an absolute pleasure.
Oh, hell yeah, it has, Dylan. Pleasure as always.
And it's time for us all to enjoy WrestleMania.